Good evening and welcome to Public Media M1's English Language News, Hungary Reports. I'm Hajnalka Tóth with today's news from Hungary in the Carpathian Basin. Let's get started. Public procurement, corruption, wealthiness, land sales. These were the main topics of the immediate questions directed at Viktor Orbán in Parliament on Monday. The Prime Minister rebuffed the opposition's accusations. He went on to call the Hungarian public procuration law Europe's most strict.
Hogy folyamatosan az ön közvetlen környezetéből kerülnek ki ezek az emberek a véletlen műve, vagy pedig van benne valami segítség is.
János Wollner of right-wing opposition Jobbik asked the Prime Minister why the head of government's acquaintances received state and local government commissions. He said that certain politicians abused their power, but obviously the Prime Minister wouldn't know about these cases. Prime Minister Viktor Orbán replied that the Jobbik party politician was only making empty accusations, since he was unable to list even one actual case of violation. He added that the far right-wing Jobbik, however, is deeply involved in several corruption cases. You haven't even been in government, and yet you've already managed to get involved in the country's largest party financing corruption case, known as the Béla Kovács case, said the Prime Minister. The Green opposition LMP asked the Prime Minister to account for recent land sales and public procurement laws in Hungary. Benedek Erszalay asked if Hungarian land will be sold to foreign owners during the Fidesz regime. Concerning the foreigners, there are 9 citizens who won bids on Hungarian land, but that doesn't necessarily mean they will be able to buy that land, replied the Prime Minister. Viktor Orbán also said in his reply that the auctions are public, and in relation to the numbers he disposed, that the agricultural SMEs don't have access to land. Also from LMP co-president András Schiffer called attention to the fact that though it made it to the new public procurement law that relatives of state leaders will no longer have the possibility to apply, just last week the law was amended to only include family members who live in the same household as the leaders. In his reply, Viktor Orbán called the Hungarian public procurement law the most strict one in Europe. He said that the current regulatory system is enforceable and lifelike. It's lifelike because it says one can only be held responsible for those living in a household. It's enforceable because the circle of relatives one lives in a household can be clearly determined, so it's clear how to comply with the law. The previous regulation wasn't enforceable, not lifelike, said Viktor Orbán. The Prime Minister also added that in Hungary, public procurement processes are open and everyone has access to the information on which company owners applied and who won public procurement applications.
It is Hungarian foreign policy's important task to advocate Hungary's national economy and foreign economy interests, said Péter Szijjártó in the Parliament's Economic Committee. The Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade emphasized that only if a country uses its foreign policy tools to further its foreign economic interest, only then can the country be competitive in its field. The minister reminded that with the Hungarian model, economy is expanding, all while the country follows a disciplined budget and its public debt decreases continuously. Péter Szijjártó underlined that for Hungary to increase its competitiveness, it has to take steps forward in research and development, professional training, and expanding its supplier base.
It's our intention to launch a conference under the name of Finn Budapest, which will be the Hungarian themed within the Central European region, meaning that it will cover research and development, innovation and their uses in economy, all in order to increase competitiveness on the market.
Socialist representative Csaba Tóth doesn't see big results in the minister's work either. János Wollner, representative Jobbik, said that if counted in euros, wages have actually gone down, and companies are speaking out more and more about the problem that is the shortage of trained professionals on the job market. The past year's stabilization measures have greatly improved Hungary's balance indicators and have also decreased its economic vulnerability, wrote the Hungarian National Bank in its publication called Report. The managing director of the Hungarian National Bank, Barnabás Virág, when talking about the report, said that the Hungarian economy will face a permanently low growth environment in the upcoming years, so it will be a central question of how export-capable Hungarian companies will be, since there is currently a large difference between the productivity of SMEs and large companies.
In the case that we'd be able to decrease this dichotomy to the level appropriate of the regional average, that, on the short and mid-term, would already increase Hungarian GDP by 4-5%.
Bush's three development projects have created altogether 130 new jobs in Moklad, Heves County. The investments value in total 35 billion forints, or 150 million euros, out of which 2 billion forints were granted by the European Union and 700 million by the Hungarian government. Thanks to the third project that ended on Monday, Bush developed its production technologies and expanded its capacities, all while keeping jobs. At the closing ceremony, Péter Szijjártó talked about the success of German-Hungarian economic cooperation.
The Robert Bosch Automotive Steering LLC has ensured jobs for altogether 985 people in Moklár and Eger. If we look at the whole of Hungary, then the Bosch Group currently gives more than 11,000 people work in Hungary. Here, where we are now in northern Hungary, we have five factories in total.
The second candle on the menorah at the Nyugati Square was lit on Monday in honor of the second day of Hanukkah, or the Festival of Lights. The eight-day celebration is one of the biggest Jewish holidays when followers remember the rededication of the Holy Temple in Jerusalem. The Embassy of Israel also organized a Hanukkah lighting ceremony where, among others, Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade Péter Szijjártó also participated and lit a candle. The Prime Minister's wife, Anikó Lévai, was also a guest at the event, along with other politicians, diplomats and academics. In these days, we remember a miracle, and by lighting more and more candles, we show that the time has come to celebrate, give thanks and rejoice, wrote the Prime Minister, Viktor Orbán, in his letter to the leaders of Hungarian Jewish organizations for the occasion. The Prime Minister also wrote that he is especially thankful that, along with the words of the Old Testament and our common cultural roots, our homes and the habit of lighting candles at the end of the year also connects us. Starting now, the newly renovated Andrássy Castle in Tiszadob is open for visits, many regard it as the most beautiful Hungarian castle. Its renovation was finished last summer and it wasn't opened for various reasons. There will be exhibits and other activities organized in the castle and on the vast castle grounds.
Before the reconstruction, the Andrássy Castle in Tiszadob was empty for years. The palace was built in the late 1800s. It was looted during the First World War. Later it got in the hands of the Hungarian state, and in then it became a children's home. The reconstruction of the building and the park began in 2011 and ended last summer. But the previous owner couldn't continue the operation of the castle. In November, Janos Lázár, head of the Prime Minister's office, said in the parliament, as a question of the new operator's aptitude, whether the state can open the palace to the visitors immediately. The interior was restored in 2.2 billion forints using EU and government funds. Period furniture were brought as well. The 15,000 square meter garden around the building was also renewed. Practically, this area will help further development of the village. It will definitely help us to construct new sidewalks and roads, said the mayor of the Tiszadob. According to plans, permanent and temporary exhibitions and different events will take place in the castle all year round.
László Nemes Jeles's film, Son of Saul, has received yet another award. This time it received the award for Best Foreign Film by the Los Angeles Film Critics Association. In the category of Best Actor, Géza Rőrig, the star of the film, received second place in the vote. This was the first time since its foundation in 1975 that the association awarded a Hungarian film. Stick around for Russian news after the national anthem, and don't forget to tune in to Hungary Reports tomorrow or catch us online as always. Thanks for watching. Good night.